Thy kingdom come. How important it is that we take to heart the words of the Lord Jesus. How very vital to become intimately acquainted with all that he said. Remember his words. My kingdom is not of this world. Oh, he is indeed coming back to rule and reign on earth. So why this strange saying? My kingdom is not of this world. Well, his coming empire will indeed be upon this earth. His future kingdom will indeed stretch from shore to shore in this earthly realm until the earth is filled with the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. So why would he seem to contradict his future reign with these staggering words? My kingdom is not of this world. Well, the coming kingdom of Christ has its roots in heaven. The Lord's future world empire is to reflect the will of God and the rule of heaven. And Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. Oh no, the coming kingdom of Christ is not of this present world system. Christ's future empire is not rooted in the sin-sodden soil of today's current satanic system. Christ's sovereign state will not be founded on the foul filth of this doomed domain. The incumbent occupier prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The current prince of the power of the air must be first chained in the bottomless pit. The resident god of this world must first be smashed by the stone that is made without hands. For it is that old serpent called the devil and Satan who currently rules this world system. It is Satan which deceiveth the whole world, for he currently holds the reins of earthly dominion. Christ's kingdom is not of this world, of this current world system. And Christ's kingdom could never be set up under the authority of Satan. But Satan was defeated at the cross. And Satan is already a defeated enemy. And he knows that his time is short. But one day, soon, Christ is returning to take up his rightful position. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according to his work shall be. This world system of today is not the place of Christ's rewards, recompense, and reigning with him. These are the believers' inherited rewards of those that love him, for those that faithfully endure, for those that live by faith in his word. And do not lay up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, we are encouraged, in Matthew chapter 6. This world and its satanic world system is soon to be judged. This current world kingdom is to be replaced by a heavenly rule and a heavenly ruler. This world system, which is currently under the power of Satan, is to be wrested from that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. This world system is to be taken back from the prince of the power of the air, the God who currently rules this sin-sodden, sickening world system. Oh, and all heaven will rejoice. The kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign for ever and ever. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ is to rule and to reign with those that overcome, those that are faithful to the point of death, those that trust in his love no matter what. Remember, this life, under this world system, is one of humiliation and suffering, just as it was for the Son of God's love. This current world system is not where we should be placing our hope, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture tells us that the love of many believers will grow cold. The Bible tells us that many Christians will forsake him for alternative truths. The Word of God warns that the church will be leavened at the time of his return. And Christ tells us that faith in his return and his kingdom will not be found. Will you not cling fast to him who loves and trusts you, to be one of the few who will remain faithful to the very, very end, despite everything, despite absolutely everything? Will you be one of the remnant few? Will you be one who does not place your trust in this present world system? Will you be faithful to the very end and trust him no matter what befalls you? Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Will you also go away? Will you? Will I?"